We're back and again.
It's TOC has a podcast.
Good evening, sweet work.
Hello.
Could it be?
Indeed, it could.
Is this recording? Okay.
We're coming in hot.
Hello, party people.
Hey, let me know if the dog's too loud. We're quickly approaching pain in the ass time of the day, so.
Got it. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the next episode of our TOC 22 preview podcast. This evening with us, we have me and Jeff. We are joined by Eric, Jeremy, and we can do a little
Hey, sorry, is everyone else getting the same amount of feedback? Like, is that going to show up in the deal?
Yeah, I am getting that feedback.
Is someone on?
I am too. Yeah.
Someone on speaker?
We even have some trouble with this app tonight.
Did it get better?
Yeah, it's better.
It was better than Eric said that.
Here, I'm going to put my house on
the phone. Our plan is we're each going to assume the identity of one of the captains. And then we're drafting what we think that individual will do.
Oh, that's better. Who just changed?
Oh, yeah, it is better.
I went to headphones, so that may have been my fault.
Jeremy was definitely Bluetoothing us, wasn't he?
Nope, you were on speaker.
Were we on in the Honda Civic?
Nope. You're just on speaker, so I thought it might be me, so I went and got some headphones.
Yeah. No, I mean, speaker's usually awesome for this, so.
Yeah, I thought so.
Hey.
This is the type of content people love.
So this is okay. We're actually happening now. Do we have to go straight into TOC? I had a hypothetical.
Okay. Yeah. Go.
So, I mean, because it's completely hypothetical, not at all related to my life as it stands right now. So if your wife was at Cats at the moment. And therefore, you were at home having a stuffed crust DiGiorno pizza. So you whip the pizza out of the cardboard box and stick it in the recycling because you're, you know, a good person. And then, take the recycling out to the end of the curb. And then you come back in and you realize that you didn't see how long you were supposed to set the pizza for in the oven before you threw it away. Would you go to the end of the curb and dig through your own trash to consult the box?
That has to be Googleable.
I just set the timer for 20 and then see where.
Yeah,
we're
at. So that's what I did. I think we went a little. We're a little. I mean, sorry. That's what I could conceivably see someone in a similar situation doing, and we got a little charred. It was a bit well done. Yeah. I'm glad one of the skills isn't anticipating pizza time. That was requested on the questionnaire because that was highly, yeah. So I don't know. Maybe I should have gone out to the trash and looked it up, but I didn't.
So next time we start with 18 minutes.
Yeah. No. I mean, clearly lessons learned. I mean, I don't know the next time Allison has plans because it's a definitive 1-for-1 ratio of the times I've had a DiGiorno stuffed crust pizza and the times that Allison's had plans.
And by you mean this figurative person.
Sorry, yes, again, like, theoretical, yeah, handsome guy out there, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm glad y'all supported my not diligence, but yeah, I did burn my pizza.
Okay. That's a bummer.
All right, this isn't going to work. I got to put the dog up. I'll go upstairs. Can I mute myself?
So It's been 4.5 minutes. Have we lost everybody by this time?
No, this is what they want.
I think the DiGiorno thing is pretty solid.
This is what they come for?
Yeah, that's like, that's game theory. That's like the Stanford prison thing, right?
Jeremy, you're not supposed to trash the content during the
No, sorry. I'll wait till after.
I put the dog up and go upstairs. Now we're in business.
At least you won't have to listen to it after. That's what Sam always says when we do these. She like can hear two words in the other room and she's like, "Oh, I heard it. I'm not gonna listen."
What? Do you dominate the conversation that typically that much?
No.
No, she just doesn't want to hear whatever I had to say.
I mean,
she just doesn't want to hear anything about TOC.
Point. Tuning out Jake's a pretty solid opinion, so.
So how should we decide who is role-playing for whom?
I don't know. Like, who resembles the other person the most? Like,
yeah,
if,
I think that's
if you were going for Halloween as one of these people, who would be your... like first choice.
Dang.
Although whoever picks Chin Man would have to apply a very 2019 piece to that costume. Although Chin Man's 2019 costume was incredibly questionable.
I liked it.
I liked it as well. I had more questions than answers.
All right, so does anyone have any suggestions of who should be who?
I think Jake could actually pull off like a funny Bridgman costume.
Huh. Okay.
Am I wrong? Like they have, I don't know, similar haircut. Kind of roundy face.
Jake likes to say, "As am I."
Yeah, right. Yeah, a little some verbal flubs along the way.
All right, one.
Jeremy, who are you calling?
I actually don't know.
All right, good. Yep. I'll take Chin Man. I'll take 2019 to court.
Wow. So that means I'm gonna take Brooks because Jeff disowned me in front of some people the other day and I refused to be him, so
he disowned you. What?
We read an event.
Did Jeff owe you a dowry?
No, Jeff just the other day was like, "Oh yeah, this is Kelly's friends," and he's like straight up like refused to like I was like, "Dude, I've hung out with you for like 3 years." He's like, no.
Like, oh, to God. Strangers? Or
yeah,
to
just like to some like people, like some like we were at a real estate event, and you're like, "Oh yeah, this is my fiance's friends." I was like, "Whoa, dude!" And like, I'm still a little bitter about it. So yeah, I'm taking Brooks.
All right, plus one. Cut deep.
Yeah.
All right.
Did you make a scene there in front of everyone?
Oh, I absolutely did. I was like, "Whoa!"
Sometimes you got a DTR on the spot in public.
Yeah.
Dang.
It's one of those, like, when you get to your, like, the ultimate, like, status, like, break report, like, in life, like, you know, in real time, and it just didn't go my way, and I was taken aback by it, and I'm still not over it, but, yeah.
Oh.
So, Jeff apparently is not my friend. I'm just a friend of his fiance's, so... Just a guy he knows.
I can't wait for that at the wedding.
Jeff is not our friend's fiance. Okay, Jeff is our friend.
He might be your friend.
I'll say it.
Yeah.
Well, so says
no.
Jeff.
That's weird because just the other day Jeff introduced me as one of his close friends. So
yeah, that's why I'm taking Brooks.
Actually, right. We just recorded with Jeff and he said that he would take Jake over me, so I don't know how strongly I should defend him here.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, I didn't mean to force the Bridgman thing on Jake if you really want to assume Jeff's persona.
You want to trade, Chris?
Did you just offer me a trade?
Yeah.
I will take the trade if it rights to swap first round picks.
What?
Dang, we don't even know who that's with me. Dang.
That's why I said if I want it.
We haven't even assigned draft order and we're already trying to make trades.
Well, we should do that quickly. So clearly since I lost him, I win the pick him.
Oh, good point. Yeah, good point.
So, do you think he will want to take first pick though?
I don't know if Austin will understand the convention of like you don't have to. I think he's just going to take it when he wins.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm just going to assume I got last place in the pick'em, so I'll take whatever's left.
As Brooks?
Okay.
Yeah. I think Brooks will do better than that.
Yeah.
You're not Jeremy in this case.
Oh.
You're someone with like a little bit of a finger on the pulse of the sports world.
Oh. I think Bridgman gets second. I think Brooks gets third, and I'm putting Jeff in last.
Bridgman thought SMU was going to win 5 football games this year. I think he's last by default. I cannot accept anything else.
You know what? I take it back.
That's fine.
Bridgman gets last.
Okay, Jake, so did we trade or not? I'm fine with it since he chose you.
Okay, fine.
All right, I'll take Bridgman.
So you have the fourth pick. I have Jeff, and I have the second pick?
Third pick.
Third pick.
So it's okay. Austin Brooks, Jeff Bridge.
There we go. So did we explain to the audience that we're doing a mock draft as the captains?
I tried to, but I don't know if it worked.
All right.
Okay. Everyone, they probably figured it out.
Put your polyjuice potion in the middle. Let's take a shot.
I hope mine comes with my spaceship costume or astronaut costume.
I'm just excited for the hype.
Wait, so Bridgman's last? Okay. And Jeremy as Brooks is third?
Second.
All right. What?
Brooks, oh. Brooks got the second pick.
Okay, Jeff got third.
So. Yeah.
All right. Well, screw it. So I have first pick.
Who's the first overall pick?
I think it's me. Okay.
Yeah, you're on the clock.
Wait. Okay, but one question going into it. So who's missing events? Who's already declared?
Let's see. Chrissy and Dustin are missing trivia. I think Sam is missing trivia too. And I might
not a loss in any way.
I meant to bring up at some point if FaceTiming a teammate during trivia would be kosher.
No, not present. Must be present to win, as always.
Okay, well, I just felt bad for Sam. Sorry.
What? No one made her get pregnant. This isn't the what's the show?
What? You have to be pregnant.
The Hulu show that I can only watch one episode of.
I have no idea what.
Oh, you're talking about
Elizabeth Olsen,
The Handmaid's Tale.
Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah. Okay, you're right. Then you're right. Yeah. There is a show more about that.
Your help, though.
All right. Either way, so first overall pick. Well, so I'm nervous doing this because you said he's not missing anything, but anytime someone originates from one of y'all's church groups, like they're guaranteed to miss 1 to 2 events. It's a natural thing, but I will take Franklin first overall.
It's the easiest first overall pick that there ever was.
So, okay. If we had done this draft a week ago, I wouldn't have done it, but the combination of him going as Pinchers the Korean for Halloween and then the guilt I've been feeling for not knowing who he or McKenzie were at the party and then also his questionnaire. His questionnaire was strong, but I gotta say, it was really obnoxious. Have you looked at it? That he lists like no less than 8 nicknames and then signs off the questionnaire with a nickname that he did not list above. He's like Frankie Smokes, Frank Buckets, you know, Frank Jackson. And then at the bottom, he's like FCD4. Like, what? not previously disclosed. Like, what else did he hide?
That's good. Yeah, his serve was very strong.
I'll take him anyway, but that just that really bugged me.
Yeah, I like it.
That's amazing.
All right.
Okay.
So Jeremy, we'll anticipate about a minute pause between my pick and Jeremy's pick each time.
Although that's probably fair, I'm just gonna go quick and just do Dustin.
Wow.
Good. Good.
I had
and you're Brooks.
I'm Brooks.
I had Dustin as a one for trivia, so maybe his absence will. Well, I mean, his one for.
Did you see his questionnaire?
I think so.
He said his greatest strength as a competitor is that he's not coming to trivia.
Oh, really? Well, I didn't mean it to be mean, just in the sense that there's no way he's going to speak up. And, like, if he knows the answer, you're going to find out 2 days later. He's going to be overpowered by whoever's on his team. Right?
Sure, I can see that. I think I disagree with Jeremy's selection as Brooks. I feel like Brooks would take Jake.
Yeah.
There might be some Jeremy bias in that.
Dang it.
That was... still doesn't understand the
answer. Yeah.
Jeremy bias is in the entirety of the pick was based on Jeremy.
So you're Brooks, but it's like if
I'm pretty sure, you know, Brooks is of the mentality of he wants to win, but not with Chris or Jake.
Has Brooks met Dustin?
Gotta respect that.
I don't think he has. But I think Brooks actually does. Like, I think he's gonna be drawn to the physical prowess, and I feel like he's gonna really want to dominate Ultimate Frisbee.
That's right. Stand by.
So, is Brooks good at Ultimate?
Yeah, he's pretty solid. I think I've only played with him once, but
yeah, he's athletic more so than like a frisbee player, I would say.
Being
athletic makes you good at frisbee. But I don't think he like can throw it deep like some people can.
That's why Jeremy, not Brooks, drafted him.
Yeah, Jeremy would want to throw to.
In this exercise, Brooks has just been kicked out of the TOC and replaced with Jeremy. With Jeremy pretty also much. Draftable. Should we just put Brooks in the draftable pool? Just to not complicate things. All right, Jake.
All right. I should go ahead and pick.
Or Jeff.
So, yeah. So I feel weird about it, but because Jeff did say on the podcast he would take me over Chris, I'm going to go ahead and take myself.
Well, he was probably talking about the second round.
Maybe so.
Yeah, there's so many good players.
God,
I just love how egotistical it's going to be whenever Jeff takes Jake and then Bridgman takes Chris. Like back to back in this pod.
No, Chris, I'm going to call Chris's bullshit early. Chris is going to pick someone. He's going to pick Patrick Ford and then himself on the wraparound, even though he doesn't
mean it.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up.
Also, I will say, if I was picking as myself here, following my rankings, I would not have picked myself. So there's that.
Oh, you're so humble.
So there you go.
All right, I'm Bridgman.
And here you are.
I'm gonna stick to my plan, even though Eric did call out my plan correctly.
So who did you pick?
Eric is smart. I shouldn't adjust just because Eric is smart. Eric's always going to be smart. All right, so with the fourth pick as Bridgman, I'm going to take Jeremy Wilkins.
Did you take Jeremy?
Yes.
Oh, you took Jeremy.
Oh. Yes, I think Bridgman would do.
Okay, I said Patrick.
I know, you said Patrick. You called.
Getting yourself on the wraparound. I got it.
All right, yes. All right. Yeah, you didn't call the exact first.
Fair enough.
Although,
well, it's
Mustang Bang.
No, fair enough.
Hard to argue with that pick. It's pretty solid.
Shut up.
As Bridgman, I'll take Jeremy, and then I'll take Chris Hamilton.
Dang.
All right. Then back to Jake.
So back to me. So I'm interesting. I've kind of said that I have this ranking to Chris. I'm interested in Jeremy and Eric's opinion, and I'm assuming Jeff will have similar thoughts, but I'm taking Eric, taking that number one in trivia.
We already know who the most hated team is.
Wait, yeah.
Jeff, Jake, Eric.
Jeff, yeah. Jake, and Eric? Oh, no.
Dang.
That's horrible.
Jeff, you had so much potential.
Wow.
Just get that trivia win right off the bat.
I had Eric at 12, so.
Dang.
Strongly disagree.
Man. Yeah, it's tough.
So this Thompson kid ranked himself as very good at volleyball. Has anyone ever seen him throw a frisbee?
Just one to get the other. That's called two dependent clauses being joined together by a conjunction.
I know he's good at volleyball, but I don't know anything about him.
How do you know he's good at volleyball?
Because he says he's good at volleyball, and that's all I believe in.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, does he say he's good at frisbee?
Well, I don't remember that part. He's called himself out for being very good at volleyball multiple times, and so he's kind of, it's stuck out.
I've never seen him play frisbee.
Okay, that's all you'd say.
I'd concur with his volleyball. I mean, yeah, he's, I mean, besides Bridgman, he's by far the biggest guy in the TSC. He's probably 6'5". Nimble hands.
You know, I'm going for the size then. I'm taking Thompson.
Okay.
Dang, so Brooks, Dustin, Tom, and Bryant. Bryant,
yeah. That's a lot of height. I don't know how the knees on that team are, but
dang. We're gonna be good at volleyball at least.
Yeah.
Honestly, such a steal getting Patrick at this point. Like, I would never have guessed.
That's who I was going between, Patrick and Thompson.
Chin Man. I mean, okay, so Chin Man's going Boba here, right?
Oh.
Yes.
Chin Man can't possibly not have Boba on his team, so I guess we'll go with Boba at 8. Would Chin Man take Patrick here? Because I don't want to say who my other one is, though you probably know.
Chad.
Like, okay, I'll do my Chad bit now. I never want to hear any of you call anybody else in the TOC a wild card ever again, because Chad is literally the biggest wild card to have ever touched, like, this tournament ever.
That is like...
It's not a hot take. I gave Chad literally a 1 or a 10 by event. I went 1 trivia, 10 ultimate, 10 volleyball, 10 whirly ball, 1 bowling, and then 10 on my intangibles ranking.
That's pretty strong.
I think Chimmy's going to go Patrick.
That's funny. I feel like those are the opposite ends of the spectrum, because Patrick's like a 6 or 8 in everything.
Right. And yeah.
And definitely going to be there.
I don't know who these people's going to take, Chad. None of them know him well enough to know the roller coaster they're buying into.
Which kind of makes me think that Brooks is going to take him.
So wait, fast forward to Monday night. If it's the third round and we're at Chad's apartment and he hasn't been selected yet, what's his general demeanor? Like, the sheer pressure of him staring at you, like...
Yeah, he definitely goes higher due to... Anytime someone's present for the draft, they go higher than they would have otherwise.
He's going to be snorting creatine at this point, just dead-eyeing anybody who's drafted.
Will he care?
He's not going to care until the
moment. Will he care?
Until, like, Jeremy gets picked above him, or if I get picked above him, then he's going to lose his shit.
He's like, wait, I played soccer at SMU, and you're picking Eric
above
me? I'm the
only legitimate athlete in this entire thing.
Yeah. When it dawns on him that, and according to this draft, I went 6 picks ahead of him, it's not going to be pretty.
Dang. Wait, so Eric, that's a question I have about Chad. Will he get, like, real into these games, or is he going to, like, kind of check out and be like, I don't care?
No, he has nothing but, like, his... there's a lot of Mason there, I think, where it's like you can't always tell if the competitiveness is sarcastic or not, but like it will be there. There's not going to be any laziness or like checked out. Now, whether it'll be like emotion in the right direction for a team, I can speak to, and it may not always be positive. But no, it's going to be 100% intensity if he shows up.
Okay. Yeah, that's
glad to see it.
And so, like, with the next, like, my issue is I have maybe not to the same extremes, but I have the same sentiments about Mark. Because with him, like, I feel like if he like shows up and is like actually like into this, he's 8 or 9. And I think he shows up. I think Brooks has taken Mark in the 3rd round.
All right. Dang, that's good. Mark's a good fit for the first 3 people you drafted in Frisbee to just throw to them.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's a good team. Mark has said he's 100.
Oh, dang. I'm up already?
Yeah,
Mark is in.
Is the strategy of that team for everyone going to stand 22 feet out of bounds? Or what's the... I don't get the throw comment.
He can throw a Frisbee. Is Franklin still available?
No. God damn it, you got me.
Guys.
Oh, no. Wait, who are you being?
So, I'm Jeff.
Oh, I don't think Jeff would have made that mistake. So I could see some of the other captains.
So, right now I'm between 2 people. Do y'all want me to tell you who I'm between?
I bet you I can get...
No, I'm just going to go ahead and pick. I'm going to go ahead and pick Chad after the discussion.
What? I thought Chad got taken.
You sold me on it.
Oh, did Jeremy not take Chad?
I took Mark.
No, he took Mark.
Oh, dude, if Mark goes before Chad,
he transitioned to Mark.
It will literally...
No, Eric convinced me. I had Chad lower on my ranking because I was unsure how much he would buy in, or if he would just think we were kind of lame and these games were lame. But if he gets into it and is competitive, I...
Hey, Jeremy.
Hey, welcome to part 2 of the best podcast ever.
That's right. Hey, Jake.
And I'm back.
All right. Jeremy's here as well. Just waiting on Eric. So let's see. This would be a good time to recap what we've done so far.
So far in part 1, all the dicks got chosen. And in part 2, we choose the females.
Well, my question.
It ain't TOC without a little bit of plastic sexism.
So, well, in fairness to us, we were trying to be what the captains are going to do, not like what we would do.
So in fairness, except we Jeremy. Think we have 4...
Except Jeremy.
1 to 10, how misogynist are our captains?
Kind of like Chad. Solid. It's 1 or 10.
Well, so, I know that Jeremy likes Texas Tech football, but is he a good captain?
What?
Is that the case, though? All the boys have been drafted? And
yeah, every male has been drafted.
Every Chad was the last boy on the board.
That's bad.
Dang, which will also drive him crazy.
I'll also say... I will say, like, history will say that the only team ever to select a girl first round went down in flames pretty heavy.
Is that the only one?
No, there have been 2, I think.
Well, didn't the first TOC, didn't Lisa Barry and Sam go first because you had to have at least 1 girl on your team rule?
That is correct.
Dang.
So people wanted them over. Yeah. But
all right, so did we all hear that Chad got taken 11th by?
Yes, I was mid soliloquy on why I'm now sold on Chad being awesome when before I was unsure.
We'll finish it. We can't have enough Chad, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's why his spot is the worst male on the draft board.
No, I was saying that I was unsure coming into it with my original rankings, but after hearing Eric talk about Chad's competitive fire, I want that on my team.
I need to, for the people listening, I have four girls in my top 10. This is me drafting as Austin, who has probably never spoken to any of you.
Good point.
All right.
Who's up?
Chris Bridgman.
Bridgman's up.
Cridgman. Why isn't Maddie doing this?
She has some scheduling conflicts. Yeah. Buzz's birthday and, you know, she's got the priorities in the wrong spot.
Maybe I have conflicts now too, then.
You know, if that's what got you one of those beer belts.
I would go to Buzz's birthday party. I'm half mad.
To not be invited.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Is Chris here?
Chris.
It says he's connected.
Oh, he says he can't hear anything.
Dang. All right. Should we talk about him? I mean, we could throw this one away and try it again.
Yeah, maybe we should. I mean, or we could just go on without him. He's definitely going to take the Tomans, right?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Okay, I guess we should.
Bridgman?
Yeah, maybe Bridgman wouldn't. What do you think? Should we try again?
I say we're 4 minutes in, so just start over.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Let's do this.
Waiting on Jeremy.
All right.
Hey, Chris, welcome back. Were you there for any of the last one?
Yeah, I was there at the beginning. Okay.
Did we go 4 minutes without realizing Chris wasn't on it?
We had a lot to say about Chad and females.
But to say, as... Yeah, so part one, guys. Part two, ladies.
So sexist.
I hate that the TOC always becomes that, because now Allison and Steph are going to be mad.
Yeah.
Luckily, Sam won't hear this.
Yeah, thank goodness.
Speaking one word answers to save yourself.
I also doubt Stephanie hears this, but we'll see.
No, she will. She thinks Eric's funny.
Yeah, good point.
I've never gotten that impression.
Do you think Jeremy's busy?
Plans.
Did you guys see the pics that I texted? Oh, here we go.
Sorry. I joined this, and so I can hear me twice. This is weird.
What?
Cameo.
That was so hilarious.
Did he just bail? Okay.
Yeah, he just bailed after.
I mean, Chris, you have the next pick, so hopefully Jeremy can figure it out.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey. Hey, sorry, I joined it, and apparently y'all couldn't hear anything I was saying, and it took me...
It was awesome.
Yeah, shut up. And then so I tried to join it again, but I guess I was... St- still logged in twice so I could hear me saying the same thing back to myself, and it got real trippy. Sorry about that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. So as my next.
Wait, I do want this included. I want this included in the one people listen to. I had four girls in my top 10, just for the record. I'm only drafting in my capacity as Austin. Okay. So just when people listen to this and get mad, I would have taken all of you first round.
Share who they were?
What?
Did you want to share who they were?
You're cutting out. I am so sorry.
Also, I would like to say, if you're mad at me for drafting all males, then how dare you assume the gender of all the people I drafted?
All right.
And that's why Jeff's team's the most hated.
In my top 10, I have Sam, Chrissy, Kelsey, and Allison. And then 11 is McKenzie.
Dang. Nine. So 5 in the top 11.
I see the value in all of us.
Yes, each
I worry about. Am I stupid? I worry about the. We're talking give a shit. I worry about the ladies give a shit in whirly ball.
Okay.
I feel like it always just turns into like either heightened like frustration at the car not working at optimum standards. Or just like, bumped you. And that was me. That was me. That was me entirely imitating my wife, since that's the one person I can get away with.
Oh, man, that's good.
Okay. Right. Wait, who'd you say? I spoke over you. Sorry.
I said McKenzie and Chrissy.
McKenzie and Chrissy.
So, okay.
All right, for Kridgman.
Okay,
I don't know if that's who Kridgman would have taken.
Oh, tell me more.
Kridgman doesn't take Sam here.
I think Kridgman takes Sam there.
Yeah,
I just think he has concerns about the two babies.
He does, or you do?
I'm about to say, this sounds like a lot of projecting. Kridgman just kind of feels his life kind of slipping away.
No. You guys are, you're totally misreading.
All right. So then, Jake, Jeff?
Yes. Yeah, so this is an open question I have for both Jeff and Brooks is how soon do they take their significant others, fiance slash wife?
One of the reasons I love Jeff is I feel confident that Jeff would take Kelly 20th overall.
Yeah.
And Kelly is not one of those people who would just be cool with that. Like, it would be a growing tension. But, and yet he would still just stick to his draft sheet.
Oh, man.
I definitely think Kelly gets her hopes up that this, like, she gets picked here in this spot.
Yeah, she starts hugging her parents. Like,
but I also think that she's not actually she has said multiple times that she expects to be a last round pick. But I don't believe that. I think her emotions get the best of her here, and she starts thinking in kind of the what ifs here.
The problem with the TOC is, so there's like 3 first round quality people and then a bunch of last round picks. And so, like, there's like 3 good picks and then a bunch of stretches. So I don't know if I necessarily agree with Kelly that she's going to get picked in the last round, even if she self-assesses as last round quality. Like, I too view myself as last round quality, but I have to get picked at some point.
Dang. Okay, well, with all that said, I will pick Sam. Or Jeff will pick Sam.
Okay.
Nice.
So, Chin Man.
Or Brooks first.
Oh. Yeah. Dang. Sorry, Brooks. You got lumped in with Jeremy, so.
All right. Brooks' team definitely, I feel like, needs some trivia help at this point. No offense.
Rude.
No offense to any. I don't know Thompson's trivia skills at all. I'm fairly certain Mark would say a confident answer, but I'm not confident that it would actually be correct. And I'm pretty certain Brooks and Dustin would both kind of both shake their heads and be like, yeah, I don't know. So I'm going to need...
Who do you go to for trivia help?
I'm torn because I don't actually know the trivia skills of any female that is on the board.
For what it's worth, I have Thompson very high rated in trivia.
Oh.
He was one of my key trivia allies in Australia.
Oh, well, there we go.
So he's a good. Not that the captains will know that, but
okay. Well, then I'm in.
You don't know Allison and Stephanie's trivia.
Why don't Allison?
Yeah.
Kelly's is like.
Allison. Look, I've only played with Steph 40 to 50 times, unlike Allison 50 to 60.
Okay.
Are you finally actually being booked?
This is me as Brooks, guys.
Dude, wait. Can I help you?
I'm going with Kelsey here.
I think you're being an idiot. I think he absolutely takes Marissa here.
Oh, there's no way he takes Marissa here.
Okay.
I think Marissa and Kelly both go in the last round.
I'm interested. I could see it going either way.
I really don't know.
I guess I just don't know, yeah, which of Bridgman or Austin's going to stand in the way of them getting their significant other in the last round.
I think both Brooks and Jeff are able to take Marissa and Kelly in the last, because I don't think either one of them will draft them ahead of them, and I don't think Austin or Bridge want to stand in the way.
I'm comfortable with you saying that you need trivia.
Yeah, it was a dumb.
Does Austin know that Marissa and Kelly are with Jeff and Brooks?
Good question.
That's a good question.
Like, if you quizzed Austin on everyone's significant others, I really don't know.
Yeah, I don't either.
That's fair.
He's going to do Facebook stalking. He'll know.
He would know. I think he would know.
All right.
Yeah, I'm now confident he would know. I mean, he was at the Halloween party. He talks to people. He knows.
All right.
Well, regardless, Austin's on the clock.
Wait, who did you pick? Kelsey?
I took Kelsey.
Okay. Before you pick, Eric, I wanted to highlight, because we kind of zoomed through the McKenzie pick from Bridgman, and McKenzie is really good at volleyball. So McKenzie's, I just want to throw that out there.
That's a great pick, I think, for Bridge at the end of the third round.
Thank you. That's why I said bring it on in volleyball now. And Chrissy, have you met her?
Yeah, I met her. She's also good at everything.
I have no knowledge of her volleyball skills.
Ah, yeah.
So good.
Okay, Austin can pick now.
It's at least good to know that Jeremy doesn't believe in either small sample sizes nor large ones. he's a statistician's dream. Jeremy's not quite sure about the last 4 years of the Warriors. Like, they might still have some stuff to prove to him.
A lot of what ifs with that team.
All right. Okay. As Chinman, I think Chinman goes Allison. And I think he's going familiar. I think he's going Allison and Steph.
I buy it.
I can see it.
Yeah.
Wow. Although I think...
Dang. Also, that ends up with all the Cycle Sisters on... Oh, wait, no. I assigned Sam to my team, even though she wasn't. Okay.
Whereas I think Lane would be a great pick here, I feel like Brooks would definitely go Marissa. So.
Dang. What if he doesn't?
What if he doesn't?
And then the pick I'd be most excited for in the entire draft. What does Jeff do?
I'm going to take Kelly. But yes, I want to see that unravel in real time. I think he would take Kelly.
I mean, he should.
I talked to Lane tonight. Lane, I asked Lane when she thought she would get picked, and she said she thought she would get picked second last, which would be right here in this slot. But she wasn't going to be upset if she ended up last.
I want to hear who Lane thinks she's better than. I want Lane to talk noise.
Oh, that's a good point. I should have put her on the spot. But she's like, no, I could go last. Lane is fast. I've seen her run. As much
as
that matters.
You gave Lane a 10 for intangibles.
Yes, as you should.
Awesome.
Dude, are these... I just don't know these people of bowling. That's really what I don't know. And that's like such the differentiator, I feel, for the later round picks.
Yeah, we haven't. I don't think we've talked about bowling at all yet.
Because there's no Durrell. So my highest rated bowlers, I had Franklin. Just, I have no idea, but it just feels right.
This is
Franklin, Sam, Chris. I have Franklin, Sam, and Chris all tied as my number one bowler. And then I go Dustin, Jake, and Patrick as the next tier.
I will say this, and like, because I'm very high on Franklin, and I think he's the clear number one overall pick. The last time I went bowling with him, which I think was in whatever the TOC was that he played in last, disappointed. I was surprised that he wasn't. It was I don't know, like a one teens, I think. Maybe like 108. Like, no, it's not bad. It's just I was expecting a, I don't know, 150, 140 kind of range, and it was kind of just a middling, like, oh, okay. I may have had Franklin on a pedestal, but I was kind of just like, oh, all right. Not that great.
Brian showed me at Nodding Donkey the other night his bowling scores from his league, and they were pretty solid.
No, did I say Brian?
I don't think you did.
You did not.
Okay, I have him as an 8 as well. So, I have 3 9s and 4 8s.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't know if Brian was showing me, like, his top scores or just an average score, but they were, like, 140, 150, I think.
I could see him showing you his top scores.
Yeah.
Since y'all don't really know Brian well, the one thing I'm worried about is he is hyper-competitive. And, like, you just print out the rules for him beforehand because he will question every rule and decision made along. I know, he's one of those. There's no way he listens to this. I love you, Brian, but like, he is absolutely that guy who will question everything along the way. So be wary as far as that goes.
Okay.
Well, thanks for telling us that.
Yeah. Oh, now you know.
I'm feeling good about that pick at 7 now. He's good at trivia, volleyball, and apparently bowling.
Oh yeah, I think he. I don't know like how far he can run without getting winded. And whirly ball, I just gave everyone a 5 except for Jake and Chad. So,
that me and Chris's rankings, I think the biggest differences we had were Brian and Chad because I had Chad low and Brian high. So that'll be interesting. Then we'll see how that goes.
So who's the most upset with their draft position?
Chad, 100%.
I disagree. I think the easy answer is Kelsey. Kelsey does not think of herself as the 15th pick.
And you think Chad thinks of himself as the 11th?
I don't know if Chad knows numbers that high, so I think he's just going to be... It's just going to be... His is going to be person-based. Like, Kelsey's is going to be straight, like, number-based.
Is Chris still here?
Ah, damn it.
God damn it.
I've seen texts from him. Like, dang it.
Oh.
Should we just wrap this up?
Oh, yeah, he just sent another come join my Anchor podcast. What's up, Chris?
Hello.
Hello, party people.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
How we doing?
Great, great, great. How's your evening?
I'm guessing we've gone past Jake's bedtime.
We've got to be close to it.
Definitely.
So what's the plan?
Let's do it from the top. My wife's been asleep for 30 minutes, so you know, I got all the time in the world.
I think mine's in act 3 of Cats.
Yeah. I'm going to go see that next week. I've never seen any of it. I haven't listened to any of the music. I listened to it for the first time last night. I'm now a little skeptical of my experience next week. I'm not optimistic anymore.
Allison gave me like her 4 favorite songs from Cats. And I listened to all of them and they are garbage. I literally have no idea how this is a thing.
Yeah. Can y'all hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, good. I could hear y'all earlier, but y'all couldn't hear me.
Oh. Yeah. I listened to the one starred song on Cats and it wasn't good. So
Memories, is that the number one?
That is the number one only starred song on the iTunes or Apple Music playlist. And
okay, because I wondered if I knew any songs from that was the only one,
and it's like I said, it's not good.
So the problem for me was Allison couldn't help describing Cats without it sounding like Les Miserables. She's like, I think my first favorite song is where there's like the cats that steal food. It was just a loaf of bread. Like,
do not forget my name.
The young ingenue cat who like lost her family.
Whiskers to.
I really wanted Steph to bring Eleven with her because that's Eleven's favorite musical, but she didn't.
I can understand why. That's a piss poor suggestion.
Yeah. Well,
so what are we doing? I could go all night. I've finished my sixer of public ale.
That's a solid sixer to go through.
No, like sorry, the last four of the sixer. I'm 3.5 in.
Nice. I think we have all the audio, so I don't know. Could just do it over again, or I can splice it together after, and we could just wrap up and recap what the teams were.
Your call, Captain.
We could lie about the draft order.
How about Lane? Number one overall.
Richmond taking Lane in the first round.
Wow. from the fourth position.
Unprecedented tactics.
We should definitely try to say which of these teams will win which event, I think.
Yes.
All right, so I only on the Eric Chinman team, so
okay, I have the teams here if you want me to read them. So Austin has Franklin, Boba, Patrick, Allison, and Steph.
Dang, that team is
broke. Brooks has Dustin, Brian, Mark, Kelsey, Marissa. Jeff's team has Jake, Eric, Chad, Sam, and Kelly.
Dang, that's a weird team.
And Bridgman's team has Jeremy, Chris, Mackenzie, Chrissy, and Lane.
Dang.
Sorry, say it again.
Jeremy, Chris, Mackenzie, Chrissy, and Lane.
All right. So yeah, I like event by event.
Yeah, I like these teams. I feel like I don't think I have a clear favorite, other than whatever teams Franklin's on is always going to be my favorite, probably.
I love Chin Man's team, but the addition of Chin Man, like, I don't know.
I love Chin Man's team too. That team's good.
Does he have any trips to Paris coming up?
Yeah, right.
That worked.
He is the only person to win the TOC from another country.
In absentia.
Impressive.
He did win us putt-putt.
Not an event?
Pretty sure that's
the Zinsky dingers.
So, trivia, why do I lose?
Yeah, I don't see any scenario where Eric loses trivia,
What's the trivia? Like, honestly.
It's a
Geeks Who Drink.
It's like Geeks Who Drink. It's like their website or whatever.
Because I'll say what makes me nervous about, so if I'm on the Jeff, Jake, Eric, Chad, Sam, Kelly team, like, so if this is going to be all pop culture-y stuff, like, I'm bad at that. Jeff, I assume, is bad at that. Chad's definitely bad at that.
If it's similar to the last round of trivia, it was basically things that I would expect to read in the, like, first, like, you know, section A of the Dallas Morning News. Like, the, like, it was like, not, like,
pop. Traffic fatalities?
No, it was, like, the last round, it was, this painting was just sold for a record amount at this auction. And it was like they asked for the name of the painting in the off, or the painter, I believe. It was like, so maybe like Wall Street Journal, New York Times, you know, more. But it was,
I feel like we did the equivalent of like community trivia just without the audio rounds.
I like the diversity of knowledge on Bridgman's team.
Yes.
Like Lane feels like one of those people who's gonna know four things that no one else in the entire competition knows.
That's true.
I mean, because that's always worth more than just someone who knows all the general knowledge stuff. I don't know. Yeah, I give it to me. I just wanted to make it hard.
How much will Brian know on his own without you?
How much what?
How much will Brian know without you? Like, will he know a lot of the basic, not basic stuff, but like the stuff that you think is easy? That no one else knows?
I would say so. And I feel like, Kelsey's good. Kelsey's good at trivia. Plus, I feel like I would guess Brooks and Marissa. That's actually a stronger team than I gave it credit for. I guess I first looked up Dustin and Mark. And that didn't inspire excitement. But then there's no Dustin. So, I might give it to Brooks' team.
Crushing it.
No, it'll be... I'm excited. I would be shocked if Eric's team doesn't win just because of how good he is at trivia, but maybe a solid team will outplace him.
I mean, I got last place every single time in Family Feud, so...
Yeah, that's a little different.
I thought you were... Never mind.
I was
there was an option on this website that does it that was like new bold letters and it was like a feud version or something. I was like, oh, I should totally click that and Eric would kill me.
Thanksgiving.
Be like, oh, this is just the trivia that this company provided. Who knew it was gonna be Family Feud?
Oh, water heater. All right. So, Ultimate. So
then we move on to Ultimate.
Dang. I feel like I gotta give it to Austin's team in Ultimate.
Yeah, I like Brooks' team in Ultimate.
I like Brooks' team.
Oh, yeah, I like Brooks' team too.
Wait, Jeremy, what'd you say? You cut out.
I said Austin's team. I like the combination of Franklin, Boba, and Patrick.
How is Boba at Ultimate?
I have him as like deceptively good at these things. Like he's not flashy, he's not like a 8, 9, or 10, but he's a solid like 6 or 7 in all these events.
Just a quieter Adam.
Yeah.
Okay. I think I like Brooks' team though.
I mean, I'm not gonna argue with you.
Like I'm just like Bridgman's team, not a lot of deep threats.
But you got
besides McKenzie.
Yeah, but that's the problem with Brooks' team is it's basically all deep threats. Like they're not going to be able to work up the short game at all.
I like Thompson in the Chris role of the playing up and down the middle, and
Mark in the Jeremy role of just hurling it.
Just. fucking bombing it, and once out of every
the first.
I mean, one that's why I think goes well. So therefore, he does it the rest of the time.
Yeah, I mean, I think as often as Mark throws deep to Dustin, that's basically a touchdown anytime it works. It's just how often they can connect.
Is Dustin fast? I asked that earnestly.
Yeah, he's in good shape right now.
Yes.
Okay. Every time I see Dustin, there's some sort of, you know, rehab paraphernalia. Yeah.
Yeah.
Eric, how do we do with Chad? Do we just throw it to Chad and he can dominate everyone?
No, Chad stays back and then just absolutely, like, unnecessary roughnesses people.
It's like
the end zone the whole time.
That's it.
He's like the Preston Osborne when we used to play with Bucks.
Exactly. Literally, that's you throw a soccer player in the back. I mean, he's a defender by trade, right? No, I think he'd be awesome at that role, and he would accept that role. That's the good part of
He cancels out a lot of Mark in my throws.
Okay, I like that.
No, it's true. I could see our team being good. I don't know anything about Jeff at Ultimate.
I feel like Jeff is always solid at everything. Like, kind of like Boba.
I don't think he can throw very well, but he's a pretty solid catcher and, runs around pretty decently. He's a good intermediate passer, but don't expect anything over like 10, 15 yards.
So hopefully Jake and I could connect on. And then Sam's always open. Kelly's always open. Okay. Hey, you sold me. Our team wins. All right, 2-2.
Still thinking Brooks takes this one.
No, I'm bitter because we look at Chris's team, and then if this was reality, they would somehow win first in trivia and frisbee. Be like, what?
That is true. Brisbane just to stand in the end zone, and Chris and I just hurl, and somehow it just always comes down with it. Or like he,
I like Chris's.
Or he tips it up, and McKenzie catches it in the back, and Chrissy's just sitting there like happy to all get out, deflecting passes. And I don't know anything about Lane's frisbee skills, but.
She said she ranked herself kind of higher on frisbee just because she can run a lot.
Oh.
She ran like cross country, so she's good at running.
Well, there you go.
Okay.
But as far as throwing or catching a frisbee, it might not be a strength, but the running part.
What are we playing to?
Ooh, I don't remember. I think Chris got dropped. What do y'all think?
What?
Yeah. Oh, there he is.
I'm here.
Oh.
Oh, good, good. What are we playing to, Chris?
We play, it's 1-5, win by 2, or
okay,
maximum of 15 minutes.
Okay.
And if it's tied, then it's just sudden death.
Next point wins, yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's it.
Whoa.
Yeah, that sounds right.
All right, so...
And I feel like that ends up working pretty well because it's rare to get to 5, but if you get to 5, it's good that the game is over because it's kind of a blowout.
Yeah.
Yeah, true. 5 in 15 minutes is a lot, yeah.
Yeah. It's more common to be like 3-2 or something.
And everybody's just dead.
Yeah.
Hands on knees. I know I will be.
Hey, yeah. It'll never be anything like that basketball round. That was the ugliest basketball performance in the history of all basketball performances.
What were the scores? Were they like 5-2?
There was like a 3-2, I think, once after 20 minutes.
I definitely made the comment, and I think it stands true, as it was the lowest collective talent of any time people have played basketball over the age of, like, 21.
Jake, did
over the age of 5, maybe.
Did you score a total of 2 points?
Yeah, I think Steph scored all of them.
Steph made.
I don't think anyone on my team scored except Steph.
Just split them up.
I will say that is the one situation where I can have like my apex mountain of basketball skills, and that's the only scenario where that could possibly happen, and it did. So,
Jeremy got hot at the right time.
I like you whipping out Apex Mountain, some rewatchables.
I've been watching the rewatch. I now have a commute, and so I've probably turned through like 30 of those things in the last.
Should we do the rest of the categories? Who's the Dion Waiters award?
Yeah, that's, we definitely need that one. And the overacting one.
I'm
definitely Chad.
Yeah, I was gonna say Chad. I could also see Chad having the Dion Waiters award where he shows up for like two events and then like wins them both and just leaves.
That'd be strong. All right, what do we think for volleyball?
Brooks has got to win volleyball, right? Brooks, dude, Dustin, no. Thompson, Kelsey, and
my
Mark.
Mark and Marissa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a strong team.
Our
yeah.
team is
maybe fun. Bridgman. Yeah, I think I have Bridgman. Oh, I might have Austin, actually. I think Jeff's team's getting last in volleyball. Sorry, Eric.
No.
I don't think we have this against the other three.
I mean, all we have is Sam.
Yeah. But Franklin's freakishly good. The McKenzie-Chrissy combo.
I'll say, yeah, I will say Franklin, Steph, Alice, like Boba, Patrick are also like pretty solid. There's not a lot of, there's not.
Yeah, Boba is good. Boba is good at volleyball.
Yeah. There's not.
Allison will get mad at me here if I don't mention the fact that she really is one of the best ever at just getting every ball over. It never looks pretty. It's never a winner, but she really.
I feel like
it's the one where she feels underrated. So I have to step in here.
I think there's not a lot of flash on that team outside of like Franklin, but no one's bad. Like, I think it's like a very solid, you know.
Yeah, because that's the thing in volleyball. You just need to not have that person who can't get it over.
Like, is Austin good?
No. Okay. All right. Everyone's aiming for Austin. Like, you're aiming for Austin, but no one's actually good enough to always hit Austin. And everybody else around him is pretty solid. So I don't think it wins.
I'm sensing I've been overly mean towards Austin. So I just want
to. I can tell you.
I love you,
Austin. Ask that in like the nicest way.
Oh, sorry. Maybe I should have paused before just saying yes, but.
Hey, Austin loves to be the underdog, and he'll show all y'all.
Or just go to Vienna.
But so we have to pick a winner.
Huh? Yeah, so.
He's going to Phil Jackson his team. Coach Ramon. I have Team Brooks.
I believe it's Brooks.
What's that roster again?
That's Brooks, Dustin, Thompson, Mark, Kelsey, and Marissa.
Is Mark any good?
Yeah, he's pretty solid.
The man's team.
I would say Mark is hit or miss in volleyball. He can be good. He can be.
That's kind of volleyball, isn't it? Hit or miss?
Because I don't think Mark is still listening to this. I think Mark is probably not as good as he thinks he is in volleyball. But I think he's a solid 6.5.
Ooh, you're going to get a text.
Yeah, I mean,
I think that's
Brooks, Dustin.
That's high.
Brooks, Dustin, Brian is probably the best trio. But I feel like volleyball, it's more important to just have like consistency all throughout. So I think I go Austin's team.
I think we might be underrated. Chad plays twice a week.
Chad plays twice a week?
Yeah, because he's got those buddies, those Brazilian guys who own City Futsal.
Dang. So he goes. Maybe Chad carries us to victory. But
you can't carry,
also,
you
is anyone
carry
beating
a victory in this event?
Yeah, and is anyone beating Bridgman's team? I mean, they're all good. I mean, Lane isn't great at volleyball, but she could.
Is Jeremy good?
The rest of it.
He's not.
Jeremy can hit it.
He's not as good as he thinks he
Step
is.
Step one. All right.
The thing is, if the ball's hit directly to you, can you like hit it either to your team or to the other side? And Jeremy can do that.
Are we 5-on-5 or 4-on-4?
Are we playing sixes?
5-on-5.
Six would be insane.
Oh, yeah. Is the Lisa Berry rule still in effect?
Yeah, evidently that's situational.
What's the Lisa Berry rule?
If someone goes on a date with her, they have to talk about it for the next 3 years.
No, it's that you have to sit someone out at all times in volleyball so that if a team
has their worst volleyball player not show up, Lisa Berry doesn't get to play the whole time, where another team has to sit their best player part of the time.
Okay, yeah. So if you, so it's 5-on-5, but then it's, if someone's not there, it's, you have 4 versus 5.
I think we said you could have the choice as a team if you wanted to do, in that case, if you want to do 4 or 5, or no?
Yeah, if you have everyone, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so you could do 5 or 6, but if you're missing one, you still, you have to sit someone out.
You could do 5 or 4 for everyone there.
Well, there's
oh, like you could choose to do 4 if you have 6, just because,
right, you think that would work better. Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, gotcha.
Better, but then I mean, just like your worst player will be out for longer, your best players have to rest for longer too.
But if you only have 5, you can't play all 5.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's legit. Okay.
Pretty good.
Whirly ball. Am I an idiot for thinking this is the tossest up of all toss ups?
Well, Jake's team is going to finish top.
All right, I like it.
There's some self promotion here, but I think I'm pretty solid at whirly ball. Like, I think there's a little bit more skill. Like, and I also trust that Chris is probably pretty good at this.
Thanks,
and Bridgman. And Bridgman can reach halfway to the net just by, like, sitting in it. And I kind of just trust that Mackenzie's pretty solid at this only because, I don't know. She
what?
And maybe, like, transcendent because she's married to Franklin. Dang. And I have him on a pedestal.
It always sucks when Jeremy runs out of steam, like, 20 seconds before he realizes it.
No, I think the Bridgman team wins this and Jeff gets second.
Dang. Stephanie was really good at whirly ball last time we played. I will share that.
Yeah.
She scored a lot.
It was so frustrating because it was like Jake and Steph. They just kept passing to each other and scoring.
I mean, the biggest...
Like, on my team, I'm worried about... So, like, I like Kelly in whirly ball. I worry about Sam. I don't know if the aggression's going to be there. Especially if it's like her versus Chrissy and they're just,
I mean,
I don't know.
What happens on that team if Jake gets the one cart that, like, doesn't actually work?
Man, it's all about scouting.
I'll make it work.
Is whirly ball 6-on-6 or is it 5-on-5?
5-on-5.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, we probably need to situate how we do those sit outs. I feel like that was awkward last time.
It should be drawn a name, right? Maybe something.
Last time, I think we just let the teams choose.
Yeah, but you just couldn't sit out. You couldn't sit out multiple times in a row,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you had to rotate, and you could sit out twice until everybody had set up.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't. I was going to say, yeah, you shouldn't be able to sit out twice at all, right? I mean, I don't know how many games.
I mean, yeah. What's the maximum amount of games you can play? It's like 4.
Probably. Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. So no one sits out twice.
Well, to my captain.
Yeah. Do we?
I'm a team player, and I will happily sit out the first game. Because I think I'm kind of garbage at this.
Yeah, and the worst part is there's going to be no volcanoes after because we got to go bowl after.
Speak for yourself.
I mean, bowling and probably is open. Bowling's got to be open later, right?
We're not going to that location either.
Can we replace bowling?
Yeah, we're going
bowling?
To the Plano location.
Let's do Golden Team for the bowling.
Dang.
That would be the most expensive event ever. That would surpass bowling.
Yes.
All right.
Everyone's got to play 18 holes of Golden Tee.
$16 a player for one round.
Oh, and we got to do 3 rounds because that's what we do at the TSC.
Round. Okay. And then bowling.
Is Chad, you put Chad as a 1 at bowling?
Yes. I think he has to be garbage at bowling. Muscle does nothing for you with bowling. And there's no way he's going to practice.
I mean, is Austin any good at bowling?
No.
He does not bowl well yet.
I don't know. Let's see.
I feel like these teams are really evenly matched for bowling. Every team has, like, some good and some bad.
I feel like I would... let me see.
Y'all... Sam,
Eric's not good.
I mean, Franklin, Boba, Patrick is a pretty solid 1-2-3, especially when Allison and Steph, like, they'll throw you like a 110-120.
How is Kelly a bowling?
Ever since she threw out her shoulder, it's like she bowls like an 80.
That was like 16 years ago.
Yeah.
So, like, were you scouting 13-year-old Kelly?
No, I just, I want, can we put,
ever since the war, right. Kelly
she doesn't bowl so much. Same since 9/11.
When she brings up her blown out shoulder in the first 5 minutes of bowling, you know, you'll remember why I said that.
Yeah, so I don't like our team for that. It's like we have the highs of Sam and Jake, and then I think it's a lot of dead weight with me at the bottom of it. I kind of like Team Bridgman there. I mean, Lane's name is Lane.
Whoa. So good point.
That's kind of
I don't remember Lane self-scouting on bowling. Do you know if she put herself high or not?
Don't remember either.
She didn't like call out that she was like a great bowler, so
Christy has
been
TOC bowling before.
I think I'm going Team Man. Cause I think there I don't see anyone on that team I don't think would get 100 or like even 110 every game.
Yeah, I buy that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird not having Darrell in the field to just be like, oh, his team's gonna win.
Yeah,
okay. I'll go with Tin Man. See?
Well, good thing none of us paid attention to what we said so that we have no idea who we just predicted will win. I mean, my fifth category was intangibles, if y'all want to opine on that. I mean, sixth category.
Ooh.
Who has the best curious. Intangibles?
Any tens?
My tens for intangibles were Chad, Allison, because I'm a cuck, and Lane.
Dang.
My nines were Sam, that's it. My eights were Patrick, Boba, that's it. Sevens were Franklin, Kelsey, that's it. Okay, I guess I was pretty widespread on intangibles. My zeros were Chris and Jake. My ones were Eric and Steph. And then no one else is four.
Can I understand the criteria of these intangibles?
Yeah, just like what do you? Well, it's like it's a combination of do people like you? Are the third and fourth place teams going to be rooting for you at bowling?
Okay.
Like
I thought, maybe it was like intangibles. Like, will they definitely show up?
No. It was It was a teamwork / likability /
Okay. Rootability. Yeah. Okay, then I'm good with them. Then
I'm not. I think I should be a 9. I like Jake being a 0. So.
Yeah, you're definitely a 0.
Oh, but also Steph should be a 10.
Do you not recall how bummed out the entire, like, you literally killed a good party at TOC 21.
Dang.
But I was sad about it too.
Yeah, when you're sad about yourself winning, that's the definition of a 0.
Likeable.
No, when you're so unlikable, that without being a manic depressed person, you're rooting against yourself in life. All right, so I'm going to give you award 2. Dang.
Team Lane has to win.
Yeah, but Team Lane has Chris and Jeremy.
Too late.
Dang. It worked like that. I'm giving it to Team Chin Man.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Okay, Boba and Patrick.
Yeah, Steph is a 1 is the only real anchor they have.
Yeah, I would root for that team personally.
Yeah, exactly. If it came down to Team Chin Man and Team Bridgman in the fight, like they're bowling it out, you're rooting for Team Chin Man, Jake.
Yeah, 100%.
But we have Christy and McKenzie and
Yeah.
Yeah, never met him.
Okay, that was good.
Well, that was too long, so sorry.
Is Jeremy still here?
Hey, sorry.
Well, I don't know. Someone's been swinging a rusty gate for the last 45 seconds. So.
That was probably me. That was me. I was feeding 11 her cat food.
Thanks for specifying what type of food.
Okay.
Chris, do you like a sign out? Or?
Yes. I don't know. So thank you all for listening to this, if you did, and we'll see you all on Monday at Chad's place for the draft.
What?
Bye. Bye-bye.